This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM, the official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind Community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author,
Chris Ducker.
Hello, hello, and welcome to episode number 128 of Youpreneur FM. Thank you so much for tuning in. I do appreciate it. I often say that there are many entrepreneurial podcasts that you could be tuning into, but the fact that you're tuning into mine right now warms my heart, truly. Thank you. Today, we're sitting down with Jada Selner, and we're going to be talking all about how you should be looking at building a community of raving fans and what it can do for you and your online business. But before we do that, however, I just want to say a big hello and a massive welcome to each and every new Youpreneur member that has joined up since we launched, 5-6 weeks or so ago now. It's been an incredible first month or so of the community. I am extremely touched with all the amazing feedback and compliments and everything that we're getting from everyone. And if you're not already a member, we'd love to welcome you with open arms in the community. Truly, we would. Hop over to youpreneur.com, find out more information about all of our exclusive training, our done for you delegation blueprints, all of the mastermind calls that we're doing, and lots more. Trust me, it's that kind of community where you're just going to feel right at home immediately. Now, on to my chat with Jada. Now, I will say we had a slight issue with the audio, and I wasn't aware of this until after I was done with the interview on Jada's side of the call. But the content was so damn good that I didn't even bother going back to her and letting her know and saying, hey, we might have to re-record because the content is really, truly that good. So you might have to put up with it just a little bit on this particular episode. I'm not quite sure what happened, but again, the value bombs that Jada drops on the show far outweigh any slight quality issues. You'll be able to hear everything she says very clearly, but maybe not quite as clearly as usually. You'll know what I mean when I roll the tape. I guess I should do that now, really. Here she is. So, Jada, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Chris. I'm happy to be here.
And not as happy as we are to have you. Now, I've got to say, we've known each other for a couple of years now. We first met at one of me and Pat Flynn's One Day BB events in San Diego, which was great. And boy, oh boy, I mean, you had so much going on with Simple Green Smoothies and the way that you were building your community over there. But now it's like at a whole different ball game. Mm-hmm. You've keynoted the World Domination Summit for Chris Guillebeau. You've done a ton of other speaking. You're building out your own personal brand now, as well as obviously continuing to develop the SimpleGreenSmoothies.com brand as well. A book coming up, community of mad, crazy, insanely turned on fans. Bit of a whirlwind the last 18 months or so for you.
Yeah, but a beautiful whirlwind.
Yes, indeed. So, I mean, so let's go back to the beginning a little bit. When you guys started, and I don't mean literally I was born at a very young age beginning, but I mean, when you guys started Simple Green Smoothies, what was your overall focus for this? Where did you want to take it?
Yeah, so actually Simple Green Smoothies was never supposed to be its own business, its own website. It was kind of an offshoot from a parenting blog that my business partner, Jen Hansen, and I just started in 2011. We were mommy bloggers, and we talked about green smoothie recipes, but we also talked about arts and crafts and being intentional with your family. And actually, a friend of mine who was on Instagram was like, you have to get on Instagram, share your smoothie recipes on there. And I'm like, I am not starting another social media platform. And I kind of just, you know, I begrudgingly went over and started that Instagram account and just called it Simple Green Smoothies. And that was in July of 2012. So no website, no intention to build this Simple Green Smoothies lifestyle brand that was just about sharing green smoothie recipes with the hopes of maybe selling an ebook one day, because that's what mommy bloggers do.
Right. So Now, I'm curious to know. I mean, so last year I keynoted at Darren Rouse's Pro Blogger event, and I believe you're going there this year. Am I right? Okay. So you are going to love that crowd. Okay. We're talking like 89% women, the majority of which would fall within that category of mommy bloggers. However, as I do for every event that I go to, I had a chat with Darren beforehand, and I said to him, is there something I should and should not do? Is there something I should and should not say? Because you know me, I'm quite matter of fact, in your face, balls to the wall kind of guy. And he turned around and he said, you can pretty much be yourself. Like, don't worry about not swearing and stuff. That's fine. But just don't use the term mummy blogger because they will lynch you. Like, it'll be all over. And I was like, okay, so I was more stressed out about dropping that term than I was about delivering a 45-minute keynote in front of 800 people. It was crazy. So there's a little word for the wise. Don't use that term unless it's kind of self-deprecating humor. I think you could probably get away with that.
Yes. And just so you know, with our mommy blog, our number one commenter was my mom. And that's something that I always say is that we all start at zero. Zero followers, zero income. Zero anything. So it's just a really important thing to remember.
Yeah, right. So Simple Green Smoothies came about then ultimately because of an Instagram account. I mean, yes. The way that grew. So tell us a little bit about the early days of putting that account into play.
Yeah. So in the summer of 2012, we started the Instagram account. And I was, at first, I just had an iPhone 3 and they were like fuzzy, grainy photos. And I begged my husband, like, please let me have an iPhone 4. And so we got the iPhone 4, and I just started taking pictures in my dining room, in my kitchen table, just showing raw ingredients of green smoothies. And the one thing that I was really intentional about was showing just green smoothie recipes. So there wasn't this mix of like, hey, I'm at the park with my kid. Here's what I'm feeding my dog today. Look at me eating a burger. Now I'm dancing at a nightclub with my friends. Like, it was very intentional. So I was really hyper-focused in building this Instagram account to be about adding value to the community and not about highlighting my personal life, but building an actual Instagram account that was focusing on a brand that was bigger than what it really was.
I think there's something really important to mention in regards to that then, because, you know, a lot of people start Instagram accounts and they just slam a bit of everything on one account. But with Simple Green Movies, we would almost call this like a niched down account, right?
Absolutely.
Which was just on this only. And that obviously worked very, very well for you, because how many followers do you now have on Instagram?
Over 370,000 followers.
That's mad. That is mad. Oh my God, that's crazy.
And I'd love to just share some tricks, like some Instagram tricks.
Let's do that. Yeah, let's do it.
Listeners, of kind of what helped us build, and I think is still very helpful to this day to be on Instagram. So one of the first things is definitely building out that canvas, that those first 9 photos really tell the story of how you help and deliver value to your community. And so for us, that was making sure that every photo was saying, I'm about green smoothies. The second thing is also including the value into the content. So into your photo caption, that you actually add the full value right there. Something that people do a lot is they want to take people away from the social media platform where the people are hanging out. And I look at social media as like a dance club. So that's where you're like partying with your friends, you're showing your dance moves. And then if some guy was at a club and he was just like, hey girl, like, do you want to see my dance moves? And she's like, yeah. He's like, well, you got to come to my house to do that. And that's like super creepy. So you don't want to pull people to your house, which I consider like that's your house is your website. And
right.
So what I see the mistake a lot of bloggers do is that they say full recipe on my blog. And so that is a mistake that a lot of bloggers make. And what we were intentional about was making sure we included the full recipe in the photo caption on Instagram. So add the value where your community is at right there.
So when you're doing this, so I'm curious to know this. And so, I mean, some of your recipes are obviously quite long, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you put a lot of stuff in those smoothies. So much to my dismay, when I go shopping and my wife says, Jada and Jen says we need to get ginger. and then I have to start looking around for bloody ginger all over the damn supermarket, right? So, okay. So, So that's okay. So it was very intentional. I love that, actually, because I think you're right. And actually, I mean, I'm very guilty of doing that myself when I say, you know, here's it. But then surely not everything that you do should stay on IG. I mean, you should want to try and get some people across to your blog, yeah, for certain reasons, like signing up for the challenges that you do. Absolutely. And things like that, right?
I mean, we have 300,000, over 300,000 email subscribers. So us adding value onto Instagram, we are still very intentional in building our email list, and we have 290,000 fans on Facebook. So adding value and content into your photo caption on Instagram is not going to take away from building your empire on other social media platforms or your email list. So I'm busting that myth on you right now, Chris.
Okay, I'm all about that. That's great. So when you do the long captions on Instagram, then are you typing them all out literally on the phone, or are you doing them, yeah, on the computer and syncing with some app, or
yeah,
what?
So what we use now, I mean, when I first started, I was just using iPhone Notes. And so I just have recipes on my iPhone Notes. But now we have community happiness specialists, and we actually schedule out posts. So what the tool that we use is Postso, PostSO.com. And that allows you to schedule out your Instagram post as well.
I had no idea. Okay, so that's actually really handy. And is it solid? It doesn't screw up all the time? It's
no,
very, very good.
It doesn't screw up, but I would double check. I'd love to share to see if there's some other ones, because I know Instagram tries to kind of shut down a lot of people, and they grandfather people in. So Postso works for us, but it might not be open to the rest of the public. So I'd have to like double check on that.
Yeah, I've pulled up the URL right now, and I can see posting and scheduling to Pinterest, Twitter, VK.com, but there's no Instagram listed,
yeah,
there. So maybe
so.
they've cut it off for Instagram currently. But nonetheless, I'm sure there's other people out there as well.
Yes.
So, I mean, obviously social media has played a pretty big part in the way that you've been building up the community at Simple Green Smoothies for quite some time now. What do you think has been the main catalyst between your incredible growth over such a short space of time, other than just being present and doing things different? Is there something
right.
else? Is there something else that's kind of really, you know, really stood out to you guys in regards to the growth?
Absolutely. One of the things for us has been our free 30-day green smoothie challenge. And so we do that 4 times a year. And our team spends an entire month making this beautiful free 30-day green smoothie challenge. So what I always like to say is to make your free opt-in better than someone's paid product. And so with our 30-day green smoothie challenge, we really amp up our community engagement. We believe in no comment left behind. So we are right there live and in real time with our community, engaging with them, cheering them on. And a lot of people will say, oh, I miss the green smoothie challenge. Can't you guys just do it every month? But we are so intentional of us doing it all at the same time together, and also trusting our bandwidth. Like, for us to do it every month, that would be a lot of energy that we're exerting and doesn't give our team to kind of rest and then ramp up again. So that free 30-day green, so we had a free ebook, like everyone has, a free opt-in offer our website went live November 2012. So this was a few months after Instagram started, and we had the free ebook, and we got 2,000 email subscribers. We hosted our first free 30-day green smoothie challenge starting January 1st, 2013. We had 30,000 email subscribers.
Holy cow.
So it just goes to show like how important it is to test and experiment with what your free opt-in offer is, to invite your people to your email list, which I like to call your bedroom. So you've got the dance club, which is social media. You've got your house, which is your website, and then you've got your bedroom, which is your email list.
Yeah, we're getting a lot more freakier than I thought we might.
Hey, I'm a Gemini, so there's two sides.
Okay, all right. So we've got the dance floor, we've got the home, and we've got the bedroom. What happens then? Dare I bloody ask now? But you open the door, I'm going to walk
yes.
through. What happens after they're in the bedroom once you've got them into your 30-day challenge? And I want to deep dive on the challenge aspect, because I know it's been a major, major plus for you from a growth perspective. But I want to ask, I mean, once you've got them in, yes, you're interacting with them and stuff like that. The end of the 30 days is up. What happens next?
Yeah. So one thing, like the first person that we invested in hiring, it was just Jen and I, two mommy bloggers starting out. But once that 30-day green smoothie challenge ramped up, we knew that we didn't have the bandwidth to sustain the community engagement on our own. So the first person that we hired was to be our community happiness specialist, who actually engages through email. And that's no email left behind either. So we really engage and keep that conversation, that one-to-one conversation, going on behind the scenes in the bedroom. And what happens after the free 30-day green smoothie challenge is we invite them to take it to the next level. Like, you know, put a ring on it. If you are loving drinking one green smoothie a day, if you want to make healthy eating more than, you know, just a diet, but actually a lifestyle and make it a part of your day to day, then we invite them to join our Fresh Start 21, which is a 21-day cleanse of plant-based meal plan, which is pretty, pretty awesome. And we have a super engaged Facebook group community for that too.
So that's obviously not a free product. Now you're starting to make money. What do you charge for that?
Yeah. So when we're not launching, which when we're doing the 30-day green smoothie challenge, we have an early bird discount at $59. And then it's $75 evergreen when we're not actually in launch mode. And I will say that this product is a $1 million product. It's brought in over $1 million in sales. And the beautiful thing about that is I believe in like help 1 million people first, and then you'll make $1 million. And also that every time that someone is purchasing a product or giving us money, it means that someone's saying yes to their health. And that's what really excites us. And money is amazing. It gives us opportunity. It allows us to be with our families and travel the world. But it's really about changing people's lives and them saying yes to themselves.
Yeah. What I love about this above and beyond everything else is, and this is a challenge, it's one green smoothie a day for 30 days, right?
Yeah.
So not only is it, obviously, it's a healthy challenge and all the rest of it, it gets people thinking and change and shifting their mind shifts, which is their mindsets, which is what I'm all about. But it's attainable. Like, you can drink a smoothie every day. Now, are you saying that they are to remove one of the regular meals and replace it with a smoothie? Or is this in addition? Okay, so it's just drink a damn smoothie every day.
Yes, drink a damn smoothie every day. That is it. It's all about adding more. So we say it's not about eating less, but just eating better. And so if you add one green smoothie a day in addition to everything else that you're doing, your body will naturally start craving healthier foods. And that's what happened to me. In the first 3 months of drinking one green smoothie a day, it was a ripple effect of healthy habits. And I lost 27 pounds in less than 3 months drinking one green smoothie a day. My body starts craving vegetables I've never wanted in my entire life. And then I'm on this whole healthy eating journey and feeling so much more energized. And we say that green smoothies really like fuels your passions.
So, and I can attest to the whole healthy eating thing. I changed my diet habits probably around about a year and a half or so ago and pretty much went primal / paleo. And I'm actually to the point now where if I don't eat good food, like, you know, I can go like one day with eating, you know, just because of where I am or what I'm doing or I'm on the run or whatever it is. But if I go any more than one day eating quote unquote crap, I actually start to get like, I'm a different person. Like I get ratty and don't get in my way. If I don't get myself a freaking good quality salad right now, something is going to happen and it ain't going to be pretty kind of type of thing.
We call that hangry.
Hangry. Yes, that would totally work. Okay, so I want to deep dive a little bit more into this challenge because I think that this is incredible. There's lots of lessons to be used here or learned here rather. So, okay, so you get people in, they sign up, and what happens? Are you giving them like an email every day or how are you actually going through you know, the challenge itself and keeping people actually drinking that damn smoothie every day?
Yeah. So we stay super engaged on our social media platforms, and the two that we most rock it out on is Instagram and Facebook. So we actually share the daily recipes as we're going through the 30-day green smoothie challenge. But once they sign up to the email, that's where they get the shopping list. So that's the difference between just hanging out sporadically, getting it the day of. You actually get it a few days before that week's challenge starts. So you get 5 email lists of shopping lists and recipes. So it's kind of like green smoothie recipes for the week, and here's your weekly shopping list, and here's a fun rock star tip. And it's really simple. Like, that is all we do, is email once a week every Thursday for their shopping list. And they just experience so much transformation. Energy is about making them more awesome, where they think that then we are awesome.
Right, exactly. Okay. And I mean, you know, we all know the power, obviously, of, engaging with our communities to be able to grow them, and not only engaging actually, but genuinely building relationships with people as well. And I'm sure you've probably built a lot of great friendships over the last few years of doing this with Jen as well. So let's switch gears a little bit here then, and talk about now maybe potentially plans for the future in the second half of this chat. So you've got this great community, which is 300,000 people. That's mad. 300,000 people on the mailing list. Like, I think having 80,000 people on my list is good. And it is good. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking myself, but 300,000 is crazy.
Yeah. Can I just tell you, Chris, that we did all of this with heart and hustle. So it's no paid advertising, no affiliate promotions, no guest blog posting. We actually don't blog a lot on our own website. It really comes down, like, you look at how many recipes are actually on our website, and it's probably like 25. So we're all about adding the value and the content on social media and in our email list. And that, we break all the rules. No guest posting, no blogging 3 to 5 times a week. It's just about being there for our community.
Yeah, and what I love about the fact is that you figured out pretty early on what was going to work best for you, and then you decided just to sort of just carry on doing it. Like, if something's not broken, why are you even thinking about trying to fix it, right? I get it. So, okay, so what is now then for, you know, what's coming up for Simple Green Smoothies, first of all? And then I want to know what's coming up for you as well, because you know I'm a big personal brand lover. So yeah. What's coming up for the brand first?
Yeah, with Simple Green Smoothies, we have a book coming out November 3rd.
Love it.
It's just around the corner, and I'm really super excited to share over 100 green smoothie recipes. We have one chapter that's just about smoothie bowls, so kind of changing it up and adding toppings to the green smoothies, which we actually don't even share on our website yet. We've got kid-friendly popsicles and also just like all of the green smoothie 101 tips, and then going deeper. So all of the green smoothie hacks to make it easier, to make it more of a lifestyle than just like, oh, this takes me too long. So we really hack the green smoothie lifestyle with this book.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So the book is really now the next big project for you. And that comes out in a couple of weeks after this podcast goes live. So I'm pumped for that. You guys can obviously pick up a copy. You should pick up a copy.
Yes.
And you can do that over at simplegreensmoothies.com. That's simplegreensmoothies.com. Show notes for that and everything else that we're talking about here, including the challenge and everything else, and that ridiculously popular Instagram account, will be listed over at chrisducker.com/episode128. Okay, so I want to attest to this. Since I've been eating healthier, and I don't work out that much. Like, I'm not a gym rat. Like, I swim and I do yoga and I walk and I stretch. And that's literally my, like, I can't even remember the last time I picked up a weight, literally. But I get people commenting all the time. Like, I met a guy actually just 2 days ago in a coffee shop that I haven't seen for about a year. He commented, he said, "You've lost weight, but you don't look skinny. Like, what's that all about?" Kind of thing. Like, "You've lost weight, but you don't look skinny." It's real. This stuff really, it does change the way that you think about life as well. And I've got so much more energy and so much more passion for everything that I'm doing as well. So, okay. So let's talk about you then. Let's talk about something really important. All right. Let's talk about you. So where has this now taken Jada, where has this taken you and your personal brand and your own mindset and your own kind of focuses as an entrepreneur as well?
Yeah, well, I launched my personal brand website, jadaselner.com, last May of 2014 on my birthday, May 21st. And I am really about sharing the behind the scenes of building a business with love. And I feel like that we've really tapped into something really special with Simple Green Smoothies and how we take care of our community, how we build our business, how we build our team, how we strategize and really market and think about people over profits first. And I'm very passionate about making profits too, but putting people first, and then the profits will come in. And so I just geek out on entrepreneurship and business building with heart. And so kind of my next phase and next evolution is really helping other entrepreneurs really build a business with heart and love and being lit up to serve the community that they serve. Because I think it really starts with being excited and lit up with the people that you serve.
So is this, you know, is this something that will just happen on the blog? And the blog is jadaselner.com. I mean, is this just on the blog, or is there a course in play for this, or a membership site? I mean, what how are you going to do this?
Yeah. So right now I am in testing phase. So I'm in my own personal lab. I've actually had a mentorship lab where I've worked with a group of entrepreneurs digging into their businesses, digging into their communities. I've done weekend mastermind retreats where we just jam on dreaming and then also executing on those dreams. And so I am definitely behind the scenes building a course behind the scenes to really support creative entrepreneurs, the entrepreneurs who have bought a million domains that have big dreams and big ideas, but they don't have the focus and the clarity to actually take imperfect action to make it happen. And so that's what I'm really passionate about, is building that next community, the next place where I want to serve and give back in a bigger way.
I love that. I think that's great. Okay, so not only are you a beautiful person inside and out, but now you're about to start helping other people actually really achieve what they have probably been, let's face it, procrastinating for one reason or another. Maybe they're scared. Maybe it's something completely different. Who knows? But the fact that you're making some changes in that is great. So, I mean, for somebody who then maybe is in the process of starting their first business, particularly an online business, because that's what we focus on here on the show, you know, community, you cannot and you should not discount the importance of building a community of raving fans, a people that will tweet everything that you post, that will buy everything that you create, that will turn up when you're speaking live, that will listen to you when you're on people's podcasts, and that sort of type of thing. I mean, what are your, like, top three tips? Let's end it with this. Your top three tips to building a community like that. And please don't skate over the surface. Get as deep as you can with those top three tips.
Well, I think the number one thing is really hyper-focusing on a message and putting that in, like, shipping it out into the world. Like, just choose one social media platform first. That's it. Don't overwhelm yourself trying to be on too many social media.
So good. So right.
You can't have a real authentic conversation if you're partying in like five different places. Stick to one club. So I would say choose one where you shine the brightest, where you feel the most excited to communicate with people. So whatever that natural mode of communication for you, whether it's writing, if it's posting beautiful images, curating, then Instagram is your jam. If you love storytelling with words, then Facebook is your jam. If you like Periscope, speaking, you know, communicating with your audience that way, then like Periscope and YouTube is where you want to play. But just choose one and start that free social media account today. And then number two is hyper-focusing on what is the heart of the message. If you could choose one word, what would that be? And to really hyper-focus on that message for the next 3 to 6 months to see if you can start building momentum around that messaging. So share articles, share stories from your own life. Like, what are you experiencing? Get vulnerable and share those behind the scene moments of that to see if you build traction. Because if you can't get 100 people to jam on that message, there's no way you're going to get 1,000 or 100,000. So there are many businesses that I've built in the past that I thought that was the one. There are many relationships I've been in where I was like, he's the one. And then there's a lot of broken hearts and broken dreams and businesses and relationships, and you have to kind of let them go. And so be able to let go if people aren't gravitating to your message. It's not the right one. Go back to the drawing board, figure out what the next one is, and get that one going. And then third would just to be taking imperfect action every single day. So what's one important thing that I could do to push my business forward? And just one. Literally, for people like me who have a million ideas running in my head, I need to pick just one important thing that I make sure I get done before I'm like, squirrel, oh, podcast to listen to, oh, blog to read, oh. If I just make sure that I can just write that one thing that needs to get done to push my business forward, grow my community, build a product, just one imperfect action step a day, you're going to eventually build the momentum to a successful online business. But you have to be willing to let go of stuff that's not working. That's really important.
Yeah, I love the idea, and I often call it market like a magnet, where we attract the best and repel the rest. And I love the idea of saying, you know what, it's okay if you don't like my vibe. If you don't like my vibe, I don't need you in my tribe, that kind of thing. And look at me, I'm just dropping these. Just dropping this right now.
Poetry right now. Come on, Chris. freestyle.
Good God. Put a mic in front of me and I'm well away. But it's true, though, because I think that, you know, I mean, personally, I'd rather, and I'm sure you probably say this all the time to yourself, because I know you're so community driven. I'm going to say this right now. I'd rather have 1,000 people on my mailing list that opened every single email I send, read every single blog post or podcast that I create, or Periscope broadcast that I do, or, you know, they were there with me every single step of the way, spending money on everything I create, the solutions to those problems for them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'd rather have that than 100,000 people on a mailing list with an open rate of 7%.
Completely agree. It's the 1,000 true fans for sure.
So let me ask you this then. A couple of quick fire questions. What's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning?
I just bought the 5-minute journal. So okay. I actually have it right here. You can't, for those who are listening, you can't see it, but I write in it every day. It's very simple, just to write what I'm grateful for, what's going to make my day amazing, and an affirmation for myself. And this has been a little game changer for me to really focus a day to what I'm excited and thankful for and what I need to get done to make my day awesome.
Okay, so that's your first thing. Do you, I'm assuming that you're drinking a smoothie every day, at least one a day. And I should say, actually, little story here. When Pat and I held our one-day business breakthrough event a couple of years ago now, where Jada and her business partner, Jen, came along, we go through all of the, you know, all of the people that are there, because we've got to break down your businesses live, right? That's how we do it at this event. So, we knew that you guys were coming, obviously, and we knew, but you know, we kind of knew roughly what you looked like from the website and whatnot. But I remember going to her and I said, you know what, you know, we'll hold back the simple green smoothie girls to the afternoon and kind of like, you know, get people all pumped up after a heavy lunch and all that sort of stuff. Let's hold it back. Okay, yeah, let's do that. And when you guys walked in, I turned around, I said to him, do you think that might be the green smoothie girls? Because you literally walked in the room with jugs of green smoothie in them. I love that. Now, do you travel? When you travel, do you travel with your blender and ingredients and all the rest of it? I mean, is this your vibe? You do this?
Yeah, I'll travel with my BlendTec blender, or I also have a very, like, a single serve Vitamix blender. So we just kind of play, but we do travel with our blenders if we know we're going to be at a place that has a kitchen or at least like a little refrigerator. And then we always just find the nearest grocery store and we get the beginner's luck recipe, which is just spinach, pineapple, mango, banana, water, and some chia seeds for a little protein and healthy fat boost. And when we're lazy, we'll totally find a local green smoothie shop or juice shop to get our fix that way.
Yeah,
too.
To get your fix. Okay. You're making me hungry now. we smoothie every day in this house, so yeah. We're all about that.
I can't
that.
Wait to meet your wife and like talk smoothies.
Geek out on smoothies. Yes. She's going to be a bit, because, you know, one of the things that we have problems getting here in the Philippines is kale, believe it or not. There is an organic farm that we actually just took a trip up to. It's about an hour and a half in the mountains. And we went up there. I'm not even joking. It was ridiculous. We're going up this mountain. I was like, how much farther do I need to go to find some bloody kale in this town? This is ridiculous. So we went, and then there was just this huge field of kale. And it was like, like, you know, the lights of heaven shone down onto this farm. But it was great, and we've actually now got a really good relationship with the owner of the farm, where we hang out and our kids play with each other and all the rest of it. So we go up and we get our fresh broccoli and our, you know, there's everything they've got on that farm. It's unbelievable. So yeah, it's great.
Kale.
The holy kale of kale. That's it. So, well, look, I've thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. I want to say thank you very much for coming on the show and having so much fun. It was an enjoyable conversation. And boy, oh boy, are these tropical think tankers next year in March going to have something to look forward to? I mean, you're going to put together something very special for us.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, definitely.
All right, good. Well, Jada, you're a rock star. I can't wait to hang out with you here in the Philippines next year. But for now, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris. You're a rock star, too.
All right. Well, you know, I do my best. I try. Well, you guys, thank you for tuning in and joining us today here on the show. I very much appreciate it. For links to everything that Jada is all about, head over to show notes, chrisducker.com/ episode 128. I will be back at you again next week. Until then, take good care, be kind to each other, and go make a green smoothie. We'll see you soon. Bye for now.
It's the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business,
as well as rub shoulders,
gain support,
have access to immediate feedback,
as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you. Then visit youpreneur.com for more information
and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of today.
That's youpreneur.com. We'll see you
on the inside.